This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado may ban new grass on commercial and government land. CPR's Rachel Estabrook has more.
It's a solution to address water shortages that's gaining momentum across the West. Dylan Roberts represents Northwest Colorado in the state Senate.
Some estimates are as high or even over 50% of municipal water uses to irrigate grass that nobody ever uses or touches.
Roberts plans to introduce a bill in session that starts this week to make sure new grass is not put in by businesses, governments, or in common areas within homeowners associations. Individual homeowners could still install it, though, and the ban would not affect turf that's already in place. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
A fast-spreading coronavirus variant is forecast to make up a growing share of cases. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The COVID-19 virus is being detected at steadily increasing levels in wastewater at the majority of utilities testing for it. The JN1 variant now makes up about 40% of cases in the U.S. and in Colorado, according to the CDC. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state epidemiologist, says there's discussions in the scientific community about whether it's more likely to infect cells in the gut.
And because of that, would the virus perhaps be shed at higher levels in stool and picked up by wastewater surveillance systems?
Colorado hospitals report that besides COVID-19, they're seeing a lot of cases of flu and RSV. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The number of homes sold in Colorado Springs last year dropped more than 20% compared to 2022. That's according to Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. The median cost for a single-family home is currently $455,000. This is CPR News and KRCC.